ahead and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们这个安息日上午是我们联会的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this morning Sabbath service, as well as spiritual convocation.
我们一同来唱诗407首。
Let's sing hymn 407.
Now
let us kneel down to pray together.
恳求圣灵深带领，让我们上午聚会彼此得到勉励和造就。
To ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit so that we may be edified through this morning's testimony.
同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。 上午以伊甸园的婚姻这个题目做彼此的勉励。
This morning I'd like to use the topic the marriage of the Garden of Eden as a topic of mutual encouragement.
我想婚姻对我们教会来说，然后对你个人来说都是非常重要的。
I believe marriage is very important on the church level and also in our personal individual level.
即使对整个国家、对整个世界来说都是很重要。
But actually, marriage is also very important for the entire country or the entire world.
人类的堕落跟婚姻是很有密切的关系。
And the downfall of mankind has a very intricate relationship with marriage.
那教会里面我们教会的发展跟婚姻也是有密切关系。
At the same time, the growth of the church also has very much to do with marriage.
所以撒旦他在攻击神的儿女，在攻击神的教会。
So when Satan prepares himself to attack the children of God and also the church of God,
在圣经上说蛇要伤夏娃后裔的脚跟。
The Bible says that the snake will strike the heel of the descendant of Eve.
那这个，你的夏娃的后裔要伤蛇的头。
And the children of Eve will hurt the head of the snake.
脚跟被伤了就会跌倒。
Once we have been wounded at the heel, we will fall down.
所以，这个撒旦他知道怎么样来攻击神的教会，就是要集中火力在这个婚姻这个事上，这是他的重点。
So knowing how to attack the Church of God, Satan will focus his attention on the heel, which is marriage.
所以我们教会的婚姻的一种。成功或者是说合神的心意，我觉得是很重要。
So I believe it is very important that we make sure that the marriages in the church is according to the will of God.
那从另一个角度来看，
From a different perspective,
婚姻也是神很对我们很大的祝福。
Marriage is also a great blessing from God.
所以在传道书里面呢，就这么说。
And that is why in the book of Ecclesiastes it says,
在你一生虚空的年日。
In your vain days that you live in this world.
就这个当同你所爱的妻快活度日。
It is good to live with a wife that you love.
因为那是你在日光之下劳碌所得的份。
Because it is a portion that you receive under the sun after your labors.
在虚空的年日下，神给人在虚空的年日中呢，人所追求好像都是归于空，没有什么东西哈。
It seems as if in this world we seek after all the things that are vain.
但是天上的神在我们人虚空的年日里面，他给我们一个很美好的礼物，就是婚姻。
But under this world of vanity, God has given us a very wonderful gift, which is marriage.
能够让我们在劳碌虚空年日中得到安慰。
So that in our days of vanity, in our days of labor, we can be comforted.
所以这婚姻可以说对我们来说可以说是很重要的，神给我们预备的一种恩典。
That is why this is a marriage is such a great blessing from God that He has prepared for us.
婚姻跟神是离不开关系的。
And marriage is intricately related to God.
那我们从这个婚姻的开始就是伊甸园的婚姻，然后我们来思想我们人的婚姻的一种跟神的关系，以及我们如何经营。
By examining the marriage in the Garden of Eden, we can study.What our relationship should be in terms of marriage and also with God.
首先我们看到婚姻是神的创造。
First, we see that marriage was created by God.
在创世纪第二章十八节这么说。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it says.
我们看二章的十八节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
二章十八节，神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”这些经节一开宗明义就这么说到婚姻的开始，从神的想法一个 idea 出来哈。
It states very clearly here that it was an idea of God that He created marriage.
他创造了亚当，他看一切都是好的。
He created Adam, and he thought that everything was perfect.
哦，但是他后来发现，哎，好像还可以更好。
But then he realized that it could be better.
他说亚当独居不好。
And he says that it is not good that man should be alone.
哎，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
I will make him a helper comparable to him.
那所以人每一个人，我想每一个人都有这个啊不完美的地方。
I believe that each individual, one of us, has his or her own imperfections.
啊，也许这些缺点啊，这个在我们身上啊。这个没有人发现。
Perhaps our imperfections are not noticed by other people.
但是有一个人一定会发现，就是我们的配偶。
But there's one person that will surely notice that is our spouse.
啊，因为在婚姻中，两个人在一起生活。
Because as two people live together.
所以彼此能够互相来去啊，来去提醒对方。
They are able to remind each other.
啊，这个是一件很好的事。
Of their shortcomings, and this is a good thing.
啊，所以像小弟在当传道，我就觉得说，很多时候啊，我开始的时候，我们全家是跟着我在牧会的地方，跟着我去全家搬家这样哈，跟着走的。
When I started off as a new preacher many years ago, my family would move with me to the churches that I pastor.
嗯，一直到大概跟了六年吧，六年。六七年。
So they follow me about 6 to 7 years.
然后后来小孩子读国中了，他不想再换学校了。
Later on, one of my children, went into junior high school. He didn't want to keep transferring schools anymore.
我的小孩在国小换了四间学校。
And my children changed 4 elementary schools.
因为我
over the years.
啊，一直换来换去哈。
Because I continue to be reassigned to different churches.
我读神学院的时候，我们家孩子太太都在家，在屏东。
When I was in the theological school, my family, my wife and children lived in 屏东。
啊，然后我出神学院就到台东。
And after I graduated from theological school, I was stationed in Taidong.
然后他们就转学到台东。
And so my children transferred their school to Taidong.
过四年之后又回屏东。
And after 4 years,
回屏东县。
We moved back to 屏东, a different place from before.
然后他又转学到屏东。
And so he was transferred back to 屏东。
所以呢，他的小学都没有朋友。
And that is why he had no friends from his elementary school days.
因为他常常到台上，人家会介绍我们今年新来一位新同学，这样大家认识。不久又不见了。
Because he was often introduced as the new student in the class, and then after not a very long time, he would be transferred out again.
有时候这没有办法，没有办法，这个很完全的哈，没有办法兼顾。
This is something that was difficult for me to look after, and I couldn't make it better for him.
但是在我们全家跟着我走的那段时间，我觉得，我在服事上呢，确实在开始的时候得到很大的帮助，就是从我太太来的。
But during my years of service in such a way, I realized that I received a lot of help from my wife.
这个有太太在协助圣工，真的差很多。
It is truly different when you have a wife that can help you in doing God's holy work.
她可以提醒我一些事情。
She was able to remind me several things.
啊，在我这个，刚开始在这种服事上面很挫折的时候，她也可以鼓励我。
And when I felt discouraged during my service, she also encouraged me.
哦，那在如果说教会要出去访问的话，
And whenever I needed to go out for a visitation,
因为我们去小教会根本就没有什么访问的人，那所以我们只要两个人就可以出去访问了。
And because I was stationed at one of the smaller churches, there's no visitation team, and so when I went to visit, I would just go with my wife.
如果只有我一个人有点不方便，因为有时候是姐妹单独在家里，我们不方便去访问。
It would have been more inconvenient for me to go by myself because sometimes I had to visit a sister, for example.
所以有太太在真的很好，随时说走就走。那段时间，我觉得服侍很好像加倍的力量一样。
And it was truly wonderful to have my wife with me, and I felt that I was empowered by her presence there.
所以在我觉得说，在这种婚姻的生活里面有妻子。能够互相扶持是真的，两个人总比一个人好。
And so it's truly wonderful to have a wife that can help you, and two is truly better than one in a marriage.
那当然，这个神知道人的缺乏，人的需要。
But again, God knows what a man needs.
所以呢，就要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
And so he made a helper comparable to him.
能够彼此担当重担，就完全了基督的律法。
So that she could share his burden and to complete the laws of Jesus Christ.
那再我们看一下加拉太书第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章第二节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
六章二节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
二节，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。这段经文是保罗勉励信徒的话。
These are words that Paul used to encourage the believers.
在教会里面，个人的重担要互相担当。
It says here that in a church we should bear one another's burdens.
所以我们每一个人都能够把这种别人的重担能够看成是我们的负担，能够帮助他一臂之力的话。
If we can see other people's burdens as our own and to lend a helping hand,
那是完全基督的律法。
It is the same as fulfilling the law of Christ.
如果在教会里面弟兄姐妹之间是这样的话，那何况是夫妻关系呢？
If we're able to do this in the church towards our brothers and sisters, how much more should we do this towards our spouse?
所以这是神造的，都是神的想法都是对的。
And so the concepts of God are always correct.
真的是两个人总比一个人好。
Two are better than one.
当然，有些人现在人可能他觉得婚姻在也许他看到的状况不如。他所想的，所以他可能不太想要来进入婚姻当中。
But nowadays, some people may observe certain people's marriage. They feel that it is better not to be married.
他说一个人比较轻松自在啊。
It is better to, it's easier on oneself to be alone.
而且比较简单啊。
And everything is simpler.
两个人好像比一个人还要累啊。
If you have to work with somebody else, it seems that everything is more tiresome.
两个人好像比一个人还要这个，还要苦啊。
And you suffer more to live with somebody else.
一个人比较自由。
It seems that you have more freedom by being by yourself.
当然，两个人总比一个人好，是我们一定不可否认会经历这些我们一些这些累或者是苦的一些事情。
It is undeniable that in a relationship you surely feel tired or feel some pain or suffering.
所以两个人总比一个人好，这是传道书四章九节所说的。
So it seems strange that Ecclesiastes says that two are better than one.
有一个老传道说这是一个结论。
And so there's an old preacher that said this is a conclusion.
这个结论不是一开始就已经是这个结论了。婚姻不是一开始就两个人总比一个人好，不是一个结论了。
Because this is the conclusion of the matter, so it means that from the beginning, marriage may not seem this way.
你要当中你会经历一些两个人总比一个人累啊，两个人总比一个人苦啊，哈。
Throughout this process, you may experience that two are tireder than one, and two have more suffering than one.
那你才会在这当中不断的来去让婚姻关系去做改变。
But through this process, you allow this marriage to change you.
那最后你才会能够 体得到这样的美好的果子，两个人真的比一个人好啦。
And at the end, you'll attain this wonderful fruit in that two are better than one.
哦，所以啊，在婚姻的这种过程中，我们发现人一定会啊，在经历这种一个觉得不太顺畅的一个过程。
Through the process of marriage, it's inevitable that people experience some difficulties.
我记得我在结婚的时候啊，那传道在为我证道。
I remember during my wedding, the preacher that preached the sermon that day said.
那时候还没有当传道。
At the time, I was not a preacher yet.
那我有一些同事啊来参加我的婚礼。
And I had colleagues from work that came to attend my wedding.
啊这个，哎，我的那个长官啊，他也有来参加我的婚礼。
And my boss also came to my wedding.
然后呢，他很印象深刻，就是那个我的婚礼中那个传道哈，在正道的那个道理啊，他印象很深刻。
What really made an impression on him was the sermon message that was delivered by the preacher that helped with my wedding.
他说啊，这个婚姻，这个结婚就像啊，就像怎么说？结婚就像开一部新车一样啊。
The preacher said that getting married is like buying a new car.
啊，这个新车刚开始开的时候啊，不是那么顺。
When you start driving a new car, there may be something clunky about it. It's not very smooth.
但是，新车大概要开到差不多啊一万哈至两万那时候，或者是最好开的时候，应该是在五万公里左右哈，那个车子是最顺畅的时候了。
And so you need to go through about 10,000 to about 50,000 kilometers before you can feel that your car is running more smoothly.
哦，有开过车的弟兄都知道啊，我们美国大家都在开车嘛，大家都有这经验。
So if you have driven a new car, you know what I mean.
哎，那个车子的车况状况最好的，你开起来很顺畅，那个就是在它那个开到一段时间的时候。
A car will drive the most smoothly when it's up to a certain mileage.
哎，他用这样的比喻来形容人的婚姻呢、啊，就像这样一样。
And so he used this to describe a marriage between two people.
哎，在经历一段时间以后，这个婚姻就感受到他的这种越来越好的状况。
After you've been married for a while, then you will experience that it runs smoother and smoother.
所以神看亚当独居不好，要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
And so God noticed that it was not good for Adam to be alone, so he made him a helper to help him.
那么这个帮助是很重要。
And this help is very important.
因为啊，夫妻之间就是要有这样的互相的帮助。
Because help needs to exist between the relationship between husband and wife.
啊，有人形容这个夫妻在一起好像这个啊一双筷子的两只一样。
Some people describe marriage as a pair of chopsticks.
如果你只有一只筷子，你不能夹东西。
If you only have one of the chopsticks, you cannot pick up anything.
那就变成叉子了。
It becomes a fork.
哎，你要两个同时去用才能夹起你这个要吃的东西。
And only when you have two chopsticks working together can you pick up a piece of food.
所以两个人在一起是互相帮忙，一个不能用一根筷子来夹起这个我们要吃的东西。
So when two people are together, they should help one another and work together.
啊，有人形容夫妻好像鸟的两个翅膀一样。
And some people describe a marriage as the two wings of a bird.
啊，两个翅膀同时展翅才能够高飞。
When the wings spread out together, can they the bird fly?
所以神造人真的是很奇妙。
And so it is wonderful that God made man.
他知道人在婚姻中是啊何等的不一样。
And he understood how different husband and wife are in a relationship.
啊，当然，所以在这个既然神是为亚当造一个夏娃，所以保罗说女人是为男人而造的。
Because God made Eve for Adam, Paul also said that the woman was made for the man.
我们看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 9.
第九节，并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。十节
，verse ten。
因此，女人为天使的缘故，应当在头上有福全柄的记号。这段经文是在这么讲到。
The Bible says。
啊，说男女的定位不一样。
It says that
角色不同,
men and women play different roles.
所以男人是头, 女人是身体, 用这样的比喻,
the man is the head and the woman is the body.
但是在这样的关系里面, 它是一种互助的关系,
but within this relationship, they should help one another.
而且是一同得到赏赐与荣耀,
and in this way, they will receive glory. And blessings together.
头有荣耀, 全身就有荣耀, 这个人就有荣耀。
If the head has glory, then the whole body will have glory.
所以女人她的能力越强, 就像身体, 她越有能力一样, 她可以让这个头得到很大的帮助。
If the woman has good abilities, it will help the head to make the whole body better.
所以女人和男人, 她不是一种 不是那种上下的关系，不是那种长官跟属下的关系。
And the relationship between husband and wife are not of a hierarchy. It is not the relationship between a boss and his employee.
其实它是一体的关系。
Because they are one body.
那所以在现在的时代讲求男女平等的这种观念里面。
In the current concept of men and women being equal,
这个观念其实是有这个观念是在叙述上是有一点错误的。
But the description or the understanding of that concept is a little bit off.
因为男女本来就不同角色，怎么会平等呢？
Because men and women are biologically different, they take different roles. How can they be completely equal?
男人要爱妻子，像爱自己身体，要为自己的为妻子舍命。
The man has to love the wife, and he has to give up his life for the wife.
女人要帮助男人。
And the woman has to help the man.
好像尊重他的头一样。
As if she respected her head.
所以两种角色完全是不同的。
And so they have different roles.
所以这样所谓的平等它并不存在。
So they are not completely equal in every way.
在婚姻中也没有办法讲平等或讲道理，都没有办法。
And it is the same in a marriage where you cannot count everything, try to make everything equal in a relationship.
婚姻里面是没有道理可讲，有时候完全是这个一种情感的问题。
Because in addition to rules and laws, there is also emotion in the relationship.
所以我在接触一些我们弟兄姐妹一些婚姻的问题的时候，我就深深发现这个道理，其实根本不能讲理了。
Based on my experience counseling marriages in the church, I realized this. A truth in that we can only look at love in a marriage, but we cannot start counting what's fair or not.
如果要讲理的话，那不就像现在人，他在婚前先写一张协议书，那不就签一签名就好了，大家都照合约来行，不就 OK 了？Because
if you want to count what is fair or not, you should have made a pre-marriage contract stating what should be yours and what should be hers.
但是事实上，你就这样就不叫婚姻了。
But if it is the case, then it is not marriage.
有这种合约存在，感觉上好像是两个人在同居一样，他们没有夫妻关系的感觉了。Because
once you make this contract, it seems as if you're not in a marriage, but you're just cohabiting.
但是现在人没有安全感，所以才会有婚前协议书的这种出现。But
people today do not feel secure about their marriage. That is why they make such a contract.
在婚姻中还要保障自己的权利，利用法律来保障自己权利跟义务。
They try to use the laws to protect their own rights within a marriage.
有时候这个是说起来是你这样的关系就好像失去婚姻的意义。
But if you look at marriage this way, it seems that marriage has already lost its meaning.
只是两个人住在一起而已。
It has become a relationship in which two people live together.
那在一起是为了什么缘故呢？
And for what purpose do they live together?
是为了让性爱合法化吗？
To legalize their relationship?
是为了让我们基因传给下一代吗？
To pass on their genes to their next generation?
如果这么冷冰冰的话，那就不像婚姻了。
If marriage is so cold, it doesn't seem like a true marriage.
那已经失去神创造的意义。
And this relationship has already lost the meaning behind God's creation of marriage.
所以神的创造都是他都是有他的想法跟他很大的用心。
God has his reasons behind creating marriage.
那在当然在我们看到这个神创造夏娃的一个经过哈。
And as we examine the process in which God used to create Eve,
我们看这个创世纪里面怎么形容。
We can see the description in the book of Genesis.
创世纪第二章第二十一节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21.
二章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21.
神使他沉睡了，他就睡了，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造一个女人，领他到那人跟前。这就是讲到这个创造的经过。
This is the process of creating Eve.
他用亚当的肋骨造一个女人。
God used one of Adam's ribs to make into a woman.
所以有人说这个女人是用骨头造的。
So some people say that women have been made from bones.
好像女人会有这个很坚强的潜力。
That is to describe that they have very strong inner strength.
女人在遭遇这种生活的压力，她自然在这种在她的本能上就有这种韧性会跑出来。
When women encounter difficult situations in life, she would have this inner strength to support her. And help her through it.
有时候她会变成男人很重要的一个支柱。
And sometimes she would become a strong support for the man.
那么他说取肋骨之后再把肉合起来。
He said, it says here that after he took out his rib, one of his ribs, he closed up the flesh in its place.
这就是一种为什么神要用这种方式来造女人呢？
Why is it that God used this method to create woman?
我们觉得。神创造的他是无所不能的神，他可以用很多方法来创造一个女人，为什么要特别用这样的方法？
God is almighty. He has many ways that he can use to create the woman, but why is it that he used this method?
这我想可能是应该是有神特别的用意。
I believe that there is a special meaning behind this.
这个亚当他付出了这个伤痕的代价。
It means that Adam had to pay the price of having this wound.
得到一个完美的女人，他的配偶。
Receive his perfect partner, his spouse.
但是在神的工作之下呢，这样的伤痕呢，却不见了，完好如初了。
But under the workings of God, this wound was healed completely.
所以在婚姻中，我们会发现到有人说，婚姻是缝缝补补的。
Some people say that in a marriage you will experience many wounds and healing.
有些甚至说是千疮百孔的。
Some people may say that they will receive thousands of bullet wounds.
所以有时候破掉又补起来，补起来又破掉，所以常常我们在这补那个婚姻的破洞。
But all these wounds would eventually heal, and it's a continual process.
这都是婚姻中伤痕的代价。
And this is the price you have to pay.In a marriage.
但是重点是在神的工作之下呢，完好如初。你没有办法看到亚当的身上有哪个地方有一个疤啊，没有。
But what's more important is that what's more important is that God made this these wounds heal completely, so that you cannot see any scar on Adam.
所以神，我们的婚姻能够借由神的创造、神的祝福而得到完美。
So through God's creation and His blessing, our marriage can become perfect.
每一个婚姻，我想都会在经历一些波折。
I believe that there's difficult times in every marriage.
我曾经听过有一对夫妻了哈，他们跟我说，他们结婚了已经四五十年了，他们从来没有吵架过。
I've heard from a couple, a husband and wife pair, they said that throughout their 50 years of marriage, they have never once fought or quarreled.
这让我觉得很不可思议。
And I think that's unbelievable.
这简直是神话嘛。
That's like fairy tale.
怎么可能这个两个人在一起会从来不吵架的？
I don't believe that it's possible for the two of them not to have fought at all in 50 years.
我结婚已经二十年了，有时候还会跟太太哈，还会有一点口角。
I've been married for 20 years, and sometimes I even would have little quarrels with my wife.
我觉得这个真的是非常的神奇啊。
And so I believe that they have a legendary
marriage. 我宁愿相信说他们是用冷战来代替吵架。
And so I actually believe that they use Cold War to replace fights.
所以这个婚姻啊，它一定会经历这些啊缝缝补补的事情。
So I believe that in every marriage there will be difficult times.
人本来就是有很多的自己的想法，还有很多情绪，有时候我们没有办法。哎，这么样的啊，这么完美的控制自己啊。
Because two people have their own thoughts and emotions, and it is not possible to control them at all times.
所以这个过程是必经的。
So I believe this process is necessary.
我们也不用因为这样就有罪恶感。
And we should not feel guilty if we go through such a process.
反而是这样的一种过程啊，能够让我们关系更加的亲密。
But through this kind of process, we can build our relationship to be stronger.
所以神的创造其实就是借着这样的过程，让我们知道我们要经历一些伤痕。
And so through God's creation, we learn that it is through these painful processes that we can build our relationship and the wounds can be healed.
你需要神的手。
You need God's hand.
来让你完好如初。
To make perfect your marriage.
否则你没有办法。
Otherwise, you cannot.
真的在婚姻的这种伤痕中，只有神有办法解决。
Because only God can completely heal the wounds you sustain during your marriage.
因为婚姻是如此封闭的关系。
Because a marriage relationship is a closed relationship.
太封闭了，没有第三者可以介入他们的中间的关系。
It's a relationship in which you should not introduce a third person into the relationship.
当他们两人有一些不愉快的时候，有对立的时候呢，你第三者也不能够帮他们解决问题啦。
In addition, when the husband and wife have quarrels, a third person cannot help them solve their problems.
唯有靠着神，因为两个人心中都有神。
The only person they can rely on is God.As long as the two of them have God in their hearts.
他们两个心中，只要两个人心中都敬畏神的时候，能够愿意一起祷告，才有可能解决婚姻中的伤痕。
Only when the two people can put God first in their life can they completely heal the wounds that they sustained during their marriage.
否则以我的经验来看，这种伤痕是无解的，没有人可以帮你处理的事情。
Otherwise, according to my previous experience, no one can heal these wounds.
别人只能听你发怨、你埋怨、发牢骚而已。
And I could spend all day listening to them complaining about their conflicts.
很多婚姻的专家，他只会讲很多理论，他帮助很多人，但他能够让自己婚姻保证完好如初吗？我看也不没办法。
And we also see that marriage.Experts in the world would give many advice to couples, but at the end, can they save their own marriage?
这是无解的一个习题啊。
This is a very difficult problem to solve.
所以神的创造这个过程还蛮有意思的。
And so that is why I find it interesting that God created Eve in this way.
经历伤痕，然后完美如初。
Adam had to sustain injury, and then he was made perfect.
再来第二个部分。
Secondly,
婚姻是神的带领。
A marriage has to be led by God.
我们看创世纪第二章二十一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 21.
二章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21.
二十一节，神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place.
好，再来二十二节。
Verse 22.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
神带领夏娃来到亚当的面前。
God led Eve in front of Adam.
当亚当沉睡起来之后，他眼睛打开，就看到眼前有一个完美的女人。
So as soon as Adam opened his eyes from his deep sleep, he saw this perfect woman in front of him.
他这就是神给他预备的。
And this is whom God has prepared for him.
所以我也深深相信，婚姻真的是神的带领。
And so I truly believe that marriage is led by God.
很多在我们一般世人说这个是缘分。
People in this world may say that it is
一个机会吧。
A chance by chance that they come together.
但是我们相信有神的带领。
But we believe that people come together because they have been guided by God.
那当然，我们也不能够这个太过不切实际说，那我通通就让神带领就好了，我就一直祷告看的话我脑中会浮现哪一个人出现那就是他。
But we also should not be so impractical in that we simply pray and ask God to have someone appear in our prayer.
搞不好你的脑中出现的那个人，他不要嘞。
Because it's possible that the person you have in mind during your prayer may not want to be with you.
有一个弟兄就是说他祷告，他发现他心中就出现一个姐妹，然后他就认定那就是他的太太。
There's a brother who prayed in his prayer, and in his mind, a sister came up in his mind, and he believed that is his future wife.
他就很执意的去告诉这个姐妹。
And so he went to tell the sister directly.
但是那个姐妹说，我祷告没有这种感动。
But the sister said that during my prayer, I do not have such movement.
所以有时候也不能太不切实际。
And so we cannot be detached from reality.
神的带领不是只有用这种方法而已。
This is not the only way that God leads people together.
如果要用这种方法的话，一定两个人同时都有祷告，都有同样的结果，才是那就可以确定了。
If God leads you in this manner, the two people have to agree through prayer.
而且是神很清楚指示你，那是你的配偶。
And it has to be a very clear sign from God that it is your spouse.
不是你自己在那里胡思乱想，然后想到一个人就说就是他。
It is not for you to decide that someone is your spouse through your own thinking.
神的带领方法很多。
There are many ways in which God can lead people together.
你期待祷告出现一个神迹，也许可以。
It is okay for you to pray, to ask God to help you identify someone.
但这不是唯一的方法。
But this is not the only way.
重点是我们自己要能够在神的旨意里面。
What's more important is that we walk under the will of God.
在创世纪六章第一节这么说到。
In Genesis chapter 6 verse 1 it says.
我们看创世纪六章第一节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 1.
第一节，当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，二节。
Verse 2.
神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。神第三节。
Verse 3.
神说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。”这一段经文在说到人的这个堕落。
This scripture describes the downfall of man.
他说到，在当时有两个系统。
It says that at that time there were two lineages.
从该隐这个系统下来叫人的儿子。
The descendants of Cain were called the children of men.
从这个赛特出来的这一个系统叫做神的儿女。
And the descendants of Seth were called the children of God.
但是你看到当圣属天的系统跟属地的系统结合的时候。
But when we see the two lineages combined through marriage,
结果这里就说到为什么会这样。
It describes how it happened.
因为人属乎血气。
Because men took.
第二节说，第三节。
Because
人既属乎血气啊。
He is indeed flesh.
人属乎血气的时候呢，就神的灵就不永远与我们与他同在。
because men were fleshly, so God's spirit could not
strive
with men.
什么叫属乎血气?
What does it mean that he's of the flesh?
就是说他已经不再追求属灵了。
It means that they no longer pursue after what's spiritual.
他随从他的情欲来去做选择。
They chose according to their fleshly desires.
人开始的这个堕落就是从这一点开始。
And this is the beginning of the downfall of men.
那当人属乎血气的时候，你就已经离开神对你的带领。
And so when someone pursue after the flesh, it means that he also forsook the guidance of God.
所以他就这个说到神的儿子们就看到人的女子美貌，就随意挑选起来为妻。
And that is why it says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose.
这就是眼目的情欲。
And this is the lust of the eyes.
这个有曾经就是说在这种介绍婚姻的这种过程里面啊，我们会发现到有很多。 一些我们人的观念都会在这当中。
Through my experience in marriage introduction, I find out that there's many human factors.
其实每个人都会注重外貌。
It is true that everyone pays attention to outward appearance.
我想这个是没有办法避免的事。
And this is something we cannot avoid.
所以我是觉得说我们在挑选我们的这个我们在这婚姻的事上要如何来 来去做选择。
And so I thought, what criteria can we use to choose someone in marriage?
这个选择我觉得并不是说你完全不要看外貌，你就用那个，完全就是像抽签一样这样抽，这样也不对。
I believe it's not advisable to completely ignore appearance and it is also incorrect that you put people's name and then you kind of draw at random.
因为美貌虽然不是必要的，但是也是很需要。
Because outward appearance is not necessary, but it is also important.
对不对? 我们每天都要见面的,
it is,
每天都看到这个脸,
we need to look at our spouse every day.
你当然要彼此要能欣赏。
You need to at least admire each other.
所以这他的重点是说要尊重神，不要任意挑选。
What is important here is that we should respect God and not to choose at will.
而不是说我们都不要看重外貌，不是完全是这样。
It doesn't mean that we should completely ignore outward appearance.
很抱歉，因为我们人没有那样的这么属灵，你能够看到他的，你能够一眼就看到他这个。 灵命的美丽可能有点困难啊。
Because as humans, we are not that spiritual. When we look at someone, we don't immediately see their inner beauty.
所以我也觉得说，我们青年我们要注重自己的穿着，也不能太随便，这个也是应该的。
So I believe our youth to pay attention to their own outward appearance. This is necessary.
让我们的外貌给别人有一种愉快的感觉，这也是应该的。
And it is necessary for us to make sure that our appearance is pleasing to other people that we interact with.
那我们能够在这种所谓的神的带领，就是说，在我们不随意挑选，不随从自己的血气，能够尊重神。
So what it states here is that what the teaching is that we need to respect God in this choice and not to choose according to our own will.
然后我们可以交托给神。
And we can entrust to God.
好像这个亚当的沉睡一样。
Just like the deep sleep that Adam fell into.
但是我们自己也是也可以，就是说我们让自己能够更，就是说，能够。 注重自己的外貌，不要能够让别人有一种喜悦的感觉了哈。
But at the same time, we should pay attention to our own appearance so that the other person can be pleased when they look at us.
这个不是罪过了哈。
And it is not a sin to look good.
曾经我有一个青年啊，他跟我说他不想要娶组内的姐妹。
There's a youth that once told me that he didn't want to marry in the Lord.
然后我问他说，你为什么不要娶组内的姐妹呢？
I asked him, why is it that you don't want to marry in the Lord?
他说我们教会的姐妹都太土了。
He said that the sisters in church are too unfashionable.
他甚至说土爆了，我们台湾这个很夸张的说土爆，很土的意思。
He said
他说都穿着都很土很怂啊，又不会打扮哈，太难看，他就不要这个。
He said that they're too terribly unfashionable to the extreme, so he was not able to accept.
所以你说不看重外貌也是很难哈。
And so that is why it is not possible. It is difficult for people to totally ignore outer appearance.
所以我们有时候要注重自己的一些穿着。
So we should pay attention to the way we dress ourselves.
那在这婚姻中呢，这是我们没有我们开始的一个第一印象。
Because this, we often make our first impression in a marriage through the way we look.
那亚当他打开眼睛的时候，他所看到是一个很完美的女人。
And when Adam opened his eyes, what he saw was a perfect woman.
所以婚姻其实是在神的带领。
And so our marriage is actually under the guidance of God.
除了第一步带领之外，第一步的带领就是让两人进入婚姻当中。
Besides the first step and his guidance, that is the step in entering into a marriage.
再来就是在我们人生的这个路程上，这个婚姻的路上，通通都要有神的带领。
But throughout the journey of marriage, we also need God's continual guidance.
所以在圣经上说，人要离开父母。
The Bible says that man shall leave from his parents.
你要接受神的带领，要离开你的原生的家庭。
They need to depart from their families in which they were born.
人要在这种心智上和人格上独立出来。
And these two people need to become independent both in their thoughts and their person.
我们原生我们的家庭都会带给我们一些缺点，因为我们这个是没有办法避免的，这叫做罪的遗传。
The families in which we were born give us certain qualities that may be not.Good.
Yes, 因为我们都不是完全人。
Because we are not perfect people.
那人离开父母，就是说进入一个新的一个家庭的时候。
So when two people leave their families, their parents, and enter into a marriage to form a family.
你能够慢慢的把这些把你的优点把它表达，然后呢把缺点慢慢的改掉。
You need to work on building up the good qualities and quitting the bad qualities.
人家有人说你如果要娶某一个姐妹，你就看她的妈妈就知道了；你要娶嫁一个弟兄，你看她的老爸就知道。
Some people say that if you want to know how your spouse will turn out in a few years, you just look at their mom or dad.
因为他们那种生命的遗传真的会复制的很精准。
Because very much of a person's quality is inherited from their parents.
所以你大概看一看我老婆一个老大概就这个样子，个性大概像这样。
So if you want to find out how your wife would look like in a few years or what her tempers would be like, you just look at her mother.
看到你然后你这个看男生，看他老爸就是这个样子，大概像这样。
And for the man, that you just look at his father.
这个代代相传，真的有时候你看一个弟兄他这个青年来前面领使，他走路样子什么，你看，跟他老爸真的很像。
And sometimes you may see a youth coming to the front to lead hymns, and by looking at him, you can identify his father because even the way he walks is like his father.
影印出来一样。
It's just like a copy machine.
这就是一个我们每个家庭都有家庭特质。
Every family has its unique qualities.
但是你进入新的家庭的时候，是进入新的一个另外一种特色，组合的另一种特色。
But when you form your own family, it's a new combination, and it will have its own unique qualities.
所以你可以让自己独立，不再依赖你的家庭，也能够让自己有新的生命的发展。
You need to become independent, separate from your family that you originate from, and you allow this life to grow.
让我们这一代比上一代更加的，就是说。我们下一代比我们这一代更强，就对了。
so that we can make our next generation stronger than our generation.
这就是我们人类的 这就是在属灵生命的成长。
And this is a type of spiritual growth.
那当然每两个人在不同的家庭来啊，可以说是完全不一样。
But at the same time, when two people come from different families, they're very different.
神带领我们，对不起，神带领我们再成为婚姻，然后继续走这条婚姻的路。
But God will lead us in this marriage to allow us to walk together down this path.
那两个人在一起的时候，会发现差异性会很大。
But during this relationship, you'll find that the two people are very different.
因为生活的习惯完全不同。
Because you have different ways of doing things.
所以有人说有一本书就是说嘛哈，这个男人是从火星来的，女人是从金星来的。
There's a famous book. The title is "Men are from Mars and Women are from Venus."
男女真的是差很多。
It captures the fact that men and women are very different.
所以我才说，这种差异性要经过要很大的灵修，才能慢慢的来把它克服。
And it is through great spiritual cultivation can you overcome the differences between man and wife.
所以在这个过程中呢，我说过，我们刚刚就讲过，会有一些伤痕存在。
And I mentioned earlier that there will be many pains and suffering or wounds during this process.
但是婚姻是神的形象。
But marriage is also an image of God.
所以你要知道，它的结果就会有神的形象出来。
So we know that at the end we will also attain the image of God.
当你跟一个跟你差异性很大的人在一起，你要多大的包容啊？
When you have to live with someone who's so very different from you, you need to exercise your tolerance.
不只是你包容他，他也在包容你。
Not only you are tolerating her, but the other person is also tolerating you.
你在赦免他，他也在赦免你。
And you're forgiving the other person is forgiving you.
因为你们常常会互相得罪。
Because it is very frequent that you wrong the other person.
所以借由这样的一个过程，你的灵修才会越来越好。
And through this process, you can build up your spiritual cultivation.
你的那个包容跟饶恕越来越多，像耶稣基督一样。
And your forgiveness and your tolerance will grow stronger.
所以婚姻婚姻是走向成圣的道路。
And so the road of marriage is a road to sanctification.
借由神的带领，一步一步走向成圣的道路。
And through the guidance of God, you're walking together towards sanctification.
所以今天婚姻对我们基督徒来说是更宝贵的礼物。
And that is why marriage is such a wonderful, the most wonderful gift from God.
如果神给一样给世人哈，世人在婚姻上是神给他们美好礼物，那对基督徒来说是更宝贵的礼物了。
If marriage given by God to the world is a good gift, but the gift to Christians is even more precious.
因为我们有神。
Because we have God.
我们能够活出神的形象。
We are able to live the image of God.
我们能够让自己有这样的，我们已经有这样的生命在里面了。
We already have Christ's life inside us.
只是还没有到达这个程度。
It's just that we have not attained to such level.
借由婚姻呢，慢慢的让你把那种生命慢慢的表达出来。
But through our marriage, we can slowly live out this life inside us.
最后能够达到一种成圣完全的地步。
And at the end, we may attain to the level of sanctification and perfection.
所以婚姻，神要借着婚姻让我们达到成圣的地步。
And so through marriage, God wants us to work towards sanctification.
就像刚才说的，我们没有办法第一眼就看到对方生命的美好，但是至少我们可以在结局的时候看到对方生命的美好。
Perhaps in the beginning, when we first meet a person, we cannot see his or her beauty, inner beauty. But at the end of this marriage, you will be able to see the inner beauty of the other person.
我们的外貌都会慢慢的老化，慢慢的衰退。
Our outward appearance will eventually age through the years.
但是后面能够互相吸引的就是生命的美好。
But at the end of this road, what will attract one another is the inner beauty inside of you.
这就是神给我们最好的礼物。
And this is the best gift that God can give us.
愿神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
那我们的这一节就做以上彼此的勉励和分享。
This concludes my message and encouragement.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.